بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب الصلاة على الميت وتشييعه وحضور دفنه وكراهة اتباع النساء الجنائز. وقد سبق فضل التشييع عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من شهد الجنازة حتى يصلى عليها فله قيراط، ومن شهدها حتى تدفن فله قيراطان. قيل: وما القيراطان؟ قال: مثل الجبلين العظيمين. متفق عليه. This chapter deals with Salah ala al-Mayyit, that is the Janaza Salah. And we touched on this topic previously. قَدْ فَضَلَ وَتَشْيِعِهِ. تَشْيِع means to follow the Janaza. حُضُورِ دَفْنِهِ, to be present at the time of the burial. وَكَرَاهَةِ اتِّبَاعِ النِّسَاءِ الْجَنَائِزِ, and the reprehensibility, or the fact that the Shariat frowns upon or dislikes that women should follow a janaza. In the introduction of this, the section which we touched upon, قَدْ سَبَقَ فَضْلُ التَّشِيعِ, Imam Nawawi rahimullah says that in previous ahadith, the virtue of تشييع الجنازة, in other words, following the janaza, we have touched upon this previously. As I mentioned, many, many ahadith, following of a janaza is mentioned amongst the rights that one Muslim has over another. أَمَرَنَا بِسَبْعٍ, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, one hadith commanded us with seven things, of which اتباعُ الجنائز, following the janaza. Another hadith, حَقُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ خَمْسٍ, the right of one Muslim over another are five. For example, answering the salam, visiting the sick, accepting invitation, etc. And in those ahadith, which many times in the past we have touched upon, ittiba'ul janaiz, following a janaza. This is amongst the rights that one Muslim has over another. And we see in this hadith the reward with regards to attending a janaza, taking part in that, in the janaza salah. Now there's two aspects to it. What we touched on previously, one is the person is sick, visiting that person at the time of the death, commiserating with the family, giving them advice, advising them to make sabr, etc. Then is the section of what we call ghuslul mayyit, washing the deceased body, the ghusl. That also many ahadith of Rasulullah ﷺ encouraging us with regards to that, which passed already. Now the janaza salah itself. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who attends a janaza salah. Now when it comes to attending janaza salah, as we are well aware, there's two parts. One is the actual janaza, and then following or carrying the janaza to the graveyard and taking part in the burial. In this hadith, we find that these two categories are divided, in the sense that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man shahida al-janaza hatta yusalla alayha." The person who attends a janaza namaz or presents himself at the time of a janaza salah until the salah is performed, falahu qirat, he will get one qirat of reward. وَمَن شَهِدَهَا حَتَّى تُدْفَن, and that person who attends the janaza salah, ishahid, is present, hatta tudfan, right up till the mayyit is buried. So in other words, he accompanies from the masjid or wherever the janaza salah took place, accompanies that janaza to the graveyard and takes part in the burial of that janaza or assists with it. Falahu qiratan, he will get two qirats of reward. Now when it comes to this qirat, qirat is a term that was used at that time. It referred to a particular type of currency. In other words, the currency that was in vogue at that time was what we call the dirham and the dinar, the gold coin. That was generally the currency that was in vogue at that time. Now, qirat itself is actually not a very significant amount, if you look at it technically. In fact, Ulama Ikram mentioned with regards to Qiraat, they say that it is actually 1/12 of a dirham. So this is, the reason I'm mentioning this is to explain why Sahaba Ikram asked this question. For example, if Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, listen, if you attend a janaza, you will get one palace in Jannat, and if you accompany to the graveyard, you'll get two palaces in Jannat. This would have made sense, they wouldn't have asked any question. But generally, technically, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam referred to a very small amount, qiraat, 1/12 of a dirham, or 1/12 of a coin of gold. So they asked, mal qiraatan, Ya Rasulullah, what is two qiraats? In other words, one qiraat for attending the janaza, and one qiraat for accompanying it to the graveyard. To this, the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, mithlul jabalainil azimain. In other words, the qiraat I am referring to is not what you are used to, 1/12 of a dirham. But each qiraat, in the context of this hadith, is equivalent to a great or a huge mountain, Jabalul Azim. Azim is a term in Arabic that's used, Azim. In other words, very, very large, very great. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, two qiraats, in other words, equivalent to two huge mountains. In one riwayat, it's mentioned, كُتِبَ لَهُ قِرَاتَانِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. Person who takes part in the janaza right up till the graveyard, is written for him two qiraats in reward, أَخَفَّهَا فِي مِيزَانِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَثْقَلْ مِنْ جَبَلِ أُحَدٍ. The lightest of which, the lightest of these two qiraats in his scale on the Day of Judgment is heavier or weightier than the mountain of Uhud. So the reward is not small, it's a very, very great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. Double the reward if we accompany the mayyit right up to the graveyard. Now we should not have this mindset that taking part in the janazah, salah, etc. is farz-e kifaya. In other words, if few do it, then it absolves the rest of the responsibility. So we don't attach much importance to it, for example. Secondly, if you look at the proportion of musallis that take part in the janazah salah as compared to those that go to the graveyard, unfortunately our lifestyle is such that we are very, very busy people. We feel we have a lot of responsibilities and so on. So some with great difficulty they take part in the janazah, and then they very rarely accompany the janazah to the graveyard, unless it's a close relative, etc. If we contextualize this hadith and we understand, one is the words of the hadith, the other is the mizaj, the temperament, what is the exhortation, what is behind it. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells Sahaba, you'll get one and you'll get double. You'll get one and you'll get double. In other words, he is encouraging them. This is a strong recommendation. In other words, if genuinely you have a pressing circumstance, you are actually busy, you need to attend to something, then okay, attend the janazah only. But don't get into that type of habit. The mizaj of Shariat is two huge mountains of reward Allah Ta'ala is giving you, the lightest of which is the equivalent to the mountain of Uhud. So in other words, attend the janazah and then take part in that, go with the burial right up to the graveyard and involve yourself in the tadfeenul mayyit, in other words, the burial of the mayyit. There are certain other aspects that we want to touch on with regards to this, but a lot of that subject matter is found in the next hadith. This is why we are doing the next hadith before we touch on the various aspects. Narrator there is also Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man ittaba'a janazata muslim imanan wa ihtisaban, وكان معه حتى يصلى عليها ويفرغ من دفنها فإنه يرجع من الأجر بقراتان كل قرات مثل أحد ومن صلى عليها ثم رجع قبل أن تدفن فإنه يرجع بقرات رواه البخاري. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that person who follows the janaza of a Muslim. Now one point before we continue with this hadith is that generally when in hadith terminology When you take part in someone's burial, actually that is shahadatul janaza. You are being present, or hudurul janaza. But very often, we find Shariat at times uses the word hadara or shahida, but generally, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to exhort sahaba to take part in a burial, the term used to be used, ittiba'ul janaiz. Like we find in this hadith, when Rasulullah says, manittaba'a. Ittiba means to follow. So, the reason I'm mentioning this is that when do you actually follow a janaza to take part in the salatul janaza from the house of the mayyit or wherever the ghusl of the mayyit took place? Actually, ittiba'ul janaza also has a connotation of lifting the janaza and walking with the janaza. So, from this we learn that a lot of times we hear that somebody passed away, the janaza will be at somebody's house and then will be brought to the masjid or wherever the, or the graveyard, or wherever the janaza salah is taking place. We learn the mizaj again is that actually go from the point where the janaza is, accompany it to the janaza salah. That is actual ittiba'ul janaiz. So, manittaba'a janazata muslim, that person who follows the janaza of a Muslim, two things are mentioned in this hadith, imanan wa ihtisaban. Imanan wa ihtisaban. These two things, or these two prerequisites or conditions, are mentioned or found not only with janaza salah. Man sama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban. That person who fasts in the month of Ramadan with iman and ihtisab. Many, many exhortations, many, many good deeds. We find in hadith these two conditions Rasulullah ﷺ mentions. Imanan wa ihtisaban. What it means we've touched on previously, but in relation to janaza, why are these two things particularly mentioned? Obviously, we will touch upon it now, but just to complete the hadith, the two sections of ittiba'ul janaiz or hudurul janaiz again are clearly iterated in this hadith where Rasulullah says, "Kana ma'ahu hatta yusalla 'alayha wa yufraq min dafniha." He is with the janaza until the janaza salah is performed, and thereafter the burial is completed. فَإِنَّهُ يَرْجِعُ مِنَ الْأَجْرِ بِقِرَاتَانِ. Such a person will return with reward equivalent to two qirats. كُلُّ qirat مِثْلُ أُحُد. Each of the qirat is equivalent to the mountain of Uhud. Previous hadith, riwayat I mentioned, أَخَفُّهَا أَثْقَلْ مِنْ جَبَلِ أُحُد. The lightest of the two qirat is more weightier than the mountain of Uhud. وَمَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيْهَا. Or that person who just made the janaza salah, ثُمَّ رَجَى, then returned, قَبْلَ أَنْ تُدْفَنْ, before the actual burial could take place, فَإِنَّهُ يَرْجُو بِقِرَاتِ. Such a person returns with one qirat. I'm digressing because we've run out of time. Before we touch on imanan wa ihtisaban, we find that Rasulullah ﷺ, with regards to the mountain of Uhud, he said, جَبَلٌ يُحِبُّنَا وَنُحِبُّهُ. This is such a mountain which we love it and it loves us. Now the hadith Rasulullah said, عَلَى بَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. Uhud is on the mountain of, at the door of Jannah. Now we find that this is again mizaj of Shariat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a special place in his heart for the mountain of Uhud. So our love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should also try and have some sort of attachment with the mountain of Uhud. And we find that this is so strongly encouraged. He could have given many, many other examples. He could have said mithlu jabali Qubayk, Abi Qubayz, equivalent to the mountain of Abu Qubayz. But we find in many, many ahadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept on referring mountain of Uhud, mountain of Uhud, mountain of Uhud. Like we see here, qirat of reward equivalent to the mountain of Uhud. So there is this special attachment with the mountain of Uhud. Allah give us tawfiq.